Well, good morning, audio boo people. Just 3.5 hours after making it home after the opening ceremony last night, on the move again, standing on platform 2 at Richmond, waiting for a train to go to Clapham Junction, to head down to Box Hill to see the men's cycle race go 9 times around a circuit there. The weather is much the same as yesterday, just a little bit of cloud, but dry at least. The streets of Richmond are extremely quiet, which is probably because they would have shut it off at one end for the cycle ride to come through there. And the railway doesn't seem too busy yet, although I don't want to tempt fate. It could be quite busy on the train down to Box Hill. So I shall update in a moment.
We'll count down from 3.
What you're listening to there is the broadcast from the Mall, which is being relayed through speakers up Donkey Drive, which is the beginning bit of Dormouse Drive, which is the beginning bit of the Box Hill zigzag road. I'm lying on the grass, which is quite nice, scented very nicely. I'm sure I can smell some wild garlic or something. And as I say, they're relaying the broadcast up here so we can listen to the race. And then the cyclists will be going around 9 times up Box Hill, 9 times, rather them than me. In the meantime, I think we'll just lie here and listen to it.
And Dorking Cockerel, back here to see who is going to get a medal. But before all that happens, we have a surprise for you, a bit of a treat. A dance troupe who you may know.
But we're now probably not that long away from the cyclists arriving here on Box Hill. The sun has come out, it's absolutely glorious and hot and wonderful. The cyclists are apparently approaching the west of Dorking before they turn up towards the loop that goes around, well, over and around Box Hill. So we're getting some of the vehicles that come in front of the cyclists starting to come through now. So we're told that the lead group of cyclists has now gone through Dorking and is turning onto the dual carriageway, which leads up to the start of the zigzag road, which means that they should be fairly close.
No chance to sample the fine wines from the vineyards as they come through here. The lead group heading towards the right turn. Park is on the front. And the tempo is being raised once again in the peloton, trying to bring back this gap in around about 5 minutes at the moment. So the peloton just heading through Westcar, so some work to do here to bring back this group. Stage winner in the Tour de France. He is leading, moving up onto the shoulder of Stuart O'Grady to try and set himself up on the climb. Here we go then, through the S-turn at the bottom of the hill. There's an attack coming in here.
He nearly popped a wheelie.
He's just gone off the front. He came to the of Italy. Looks like he's got through, but it's all the back. I don't think it's so much an attack. It's just having patted sharp of Switzerland. I think he just came through the corner a little bit quicker. Trust's Box Hill Estate now, and the start zigzag climb. It narrows, it steepens.
Sorry, just falling off a tuft of grass.
So Box Hill getting ready to welcome.
That's going into Heathrow, that, Jake.
The 2012 Olympic Men's Road Race here at the 30th Olympiad. London, the only city to host an Olympics for three separate occasions. As the peloton is heading down through Dorking. Some assistance coming through now from some of the other countries to try and bring this back. It's not in those countries' interest to just sit in, because out of the 63 countries represented, only 12 are up the road. So there's an awful lot of pressure on this.
Waited to see the main peloton come through and just heard that there's been a crash down on the dual carriageway between Dorking and the bottom of the zigzag road.
Also some problems there for Fabio Duarte, but the lead riders will be coming through Donkey Green. Those 12 riders looking to build on their advantage. The remainder of the peloton now is on the foot of Box Hill. The riders, lead riders then coming through Donkey Green. Just trying to bring you that down on the crash again. Big problems in getting held up was Nicholas Roach. Still a lot of climbs by the roadside, but there go the race leaders through Donkey Green. These 12 men are working well. The first ascent safely negotiated. Roland's just on the back of the group here as they go through the feed zone. O'Grady snatches a musette, I think, the little cotton bags that contain their food as they go through. And on the foot of Box Hill, the Great Britain team still leading the pursuit.
Here we go. Excellent. Presumably up that way somewhere then?
On the slopes of Box Hill.
Well, I think that's a good 6 minutes.
It is the royal blue and white of Great Britain, who are leading a slightly depleted peloton now. Thank you. So the peloton is heading up towards us at the top of Box Hill, coming through onto Scorbell Slope.
God, they're skinny. You could be a cyclist, wouldn't
you? Oh, I should do it, yeah.
Cars and the backup, the backup vehicle.
He's still playing that lonely furrow, trying to get across.
It's now about 12:30, and we're waiting for the peloton to come up Box Hill on its third loop. Understand that the British riders are trying to pull ahead a little bit. But they've got a huge gap to make up, but still about 5 minutes up to the leading group.
Too much. So,
slightly worried.
11 leaders now. But he's out of the saddle and trying to keep that tempo high.
Should be here pretty
on the
soon.
Foot of Box Hill. So the leading riders coming through here, past Donkey Green. 11 riders now, in contention.
Sorry?
All right. The men's road race gold medal at the moment. These guys have made the move. Stuart O'Grady really kicked things off. From the outskirts of London, took them clear. The others responded.
Okay.
And now it's a matter of can these guys hang on at the front. They go through the feed zone.
These are 5:15.
Right, okay.
Little bit of respite on the false flag. O'Grady just sat up to take some food. He's back onto the tempo. Once again, moving through sharp, transferring his food from his musette into his back pockets as on the lower slopes of the
waiting for the leaders to go round for the sixth or seventh time, possibly the seventh time. Losing count now. Sorry?
No, it's alright. Not doing too much. Maybe they're hoping that the leaders...
And we're hearing that the peloton is now catching up with the leaders, making a real attack to reach them. It's given that they had that they were 5 minutes behind at one point. It's quite impressive.
15
as the riders are onto the
Box Hill. The second group have just gone onto the Box Hill.
Here come the leaders,
by Sam. The race leaders are making their way back. We're going to see if we can all get back together. When we get to... And this is the peloton on the foot of Box Hill. Charles of Switzerland.
first British rider 116.
Oh, right, wow. Well, we're getting somewhere now then.
We'll all be together on the last lap.
And they have claimed back now.
Okay.
4.5 minutes on this lead group.
Because 7 and 2 is not.
It's 2:20 now. We've just had the peloton go past for the 8th time. One more time to go in probably about 20-25 minutes time, and then we're going to make a beeline for Dorking Deep Dean Station, so I can go and pick up my guide dog Vance. So this will probably be my last bit of this recording. Hope you've got a bit of the atmosphere from it. It really has been great fun. We've had amazing weather, been really hot a lot of the time. It's nice just to be able to sit on the grass, stand up to watch them go past, and just generally enjoy the afternoon.